Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More than 1,000 flights canceled because of the snowstorm snarling travel on the East Coast. New York City school students are working remotely today, even though there's been a few glitches in online school logins for kids. IBM says it's adding capacity to help. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in critical care at Walter Reed. Here's ABC's Martha Raddatz.
He was taken to the hospital on Sunday for what the Pentagon described as an emergent bladder issue. On Monday, his doctors say he underwent non-surgical procedures under general anesthesia to address that issue. Beyond that, the Pentagon is saying very little, but unlike last time when Austin was taken to the ICU and kept it secret for days, Austin did let the White House know immediately and did transfer his duties to his deputy within hours of his arrival at Walter Reed.
The Senate passing a bill that would send $95 billion worth of funding to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Now it moves to the House, where passage is uncertain. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin lawmakers may advance a new proposal for legislative maps today. Majority Republicans could pass maps proposed by Governor Evers in order to preempt potentially less favorable maps that could be put in place by the liberal state Supreme Court. Advocates say it would take $53 billion to modernize the election system across the United States.
We've been working to try to get more consistent and predictable funding from Congress to help support local administrators to get the resources they need and help modernize the election infrastructure that's super outdated in most of the jurisdictions.
Sunwoo Oh is with the progressive nonprofit group Stand Up America. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Law enforcement authorities are searching for a suspect involved in an armed robbery on Sunday. According to the Duluth Police Department, officers responded to the 1300 block of East 9th Street at around 7 p.m. on Sunday for reports of an armed robbery. Officials say nobody was injured in the robbery and an undisclosed amount of money was taken by the suspect. By the time authorities reached the scene, the suspect had already fled. The incident remains an active investigation as they track down the suspect. The spring weather that has plagued northwest Wisconsin throughout the winter may lead to severe drought conditions this year. According to the U.S. Drought Monitor, the lack of snowfall in the region is a particularly big factor and could lead to an increase in wildfires over the spring and summer. Last spring, more snowmelts helped add a layer of protection against wildfires, but the severe drought conditions persisted and led to several wildfires anyway. Bayfield and Ashland counties are expected to have the worst drought conditions. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jim from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh, man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Marquette looks to make it 8 in a row. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Marquette Golden Eagles, are on the road against Butler. The team learned now that they're moved up in the rankings to 5th in the nation. The Badgers, now ranked 20th, hope to snap a 4-game losing streak when they host the Ohio State Buckeyes. NBA, the Bucks got another win, this time over the Denver Nuggets, 112-95, Giannis with 35 points. NFL, Super Bowl 58, the most watched event on television ever, 123.4 million viewers as the Chiefs beat the 49ers in overtime. I talked to former Badgers and Wisconsin native linebacker Leo Chanel, who forced a Christian McCaffrey fumble in the opening drive and blocked a PAT. Leo talked about Travis Kelce's speech to the team the night before the game.
You know, to see how emotional Travis was, like, you could see in his eyes, like, he wants it, man. Like, you can't say it anymore how much you want it with what he was giving us and how much emotion he was showing. It was awesome.
That's Chiefs linebacker Leo Chanel with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. More clouds than sun today and a touch cooler as high temperatures only climb to the low 30s. We'll stay stuck under mostly cloudy skies tomorrow as highs spike to near 40. You'll love the warmth for Valentine's Day, but if you have late night plans, keep in mind snow moves in at night. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, the surgeon of sound, Calvin on the board, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Call or text 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Leave a message on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the media platform that Elon ruined. All kinds of things coming up this hour. Oh, I want to remind you, too, Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Yeah.
That great entertainment show that he does now.
Yeah.
Monday through Friday across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Yes.
7 o'clock.
Woo!
New time slot. Bitty. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. You can get to bed at a reasonable hour if you're like me.
That show's on one hour. That show's... stays on 1 hour past when I have to go to bed.
Your bedtime. Well, you're up very, very early. Listen to Pete Schwabba, Nightlight 7 to 9 across the Civic Media Network. Download the app. You can listen to all of our stations all across the state.
Got big news, folks. The app is on sale. You can be yours now for, I think it's $4,999.
It's free.
We made it free?
It's free.
What?
Yeah.
We're crazy about this one.
And if you download our free Civic Media app, you can call or text directly from that, so it's pretty cool.
And look out for a refresh, revamp of the app as well, along with the revamped website.
Yes, which looks really good.
Be a cool person, and you know what? Do us a favor. Just tell a friend about our show. Everyone listening, tell one person about it. Tell them about Civic Media. Have them tune in. We'd love to have them a part of the family.
Absolutely, the conversation.
Yeah. We got a great, this came back a while ago, but Scott McKellen, our buddy Scott in Chicago, loving Jane's facial expressions. Live stream is the way to enjoy the show because, as we've all found out, if you're around Jane on a regular basis, which I am, terrible poker face.
Oh my God, I'm terrible.
Yeah.
I'm just terrible.
Yep, yeah.
Everything I think you can pretty much read right on my face.
Oh yeah, when we're prepping for the show, I'll be looking at my computer, and from the top of my eyes, I can just see your head shaking. I'm like, who's annoying you now?
This is why I could never be in politics, because I always used to imagine myself sitting, you know, behind the president or something where he's giving a speech, and I would just be rolling my eyes until next week because I can't stop myself.
I know. I understand.
I have no facial self-control.
It's a condition.
It's a sickness. Anyway, we were talking about conspiracy theories last hour, all going back to the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift lunacy, and even Reince Priebus called it what is my favorite term in my new band?
Powder keg of stupidity.
Powder keg of stupidity. And so we were taking your comments on the live stream and on the text line. Texter from the 920, while we wrap this up, my buddy's wife literally has Facebook pulled up on one device, earbuds in another device, listening to chat groups or YouTube or whatever guy in his mom's basement source there is. I think older people, this is a really good point. I think older people don't realize the nature of social media, algorithms, and clickbait. I also think some of these folks realize They may not be very smart in other areas of life, so they want to believe they're in the know and have the secrets others do not understand.
Absolutely. I completely agree with that sentiment. I think what's better than being in a cool club?
Where I know stuff nobody else knows.
No one else knows it, and you can be a part of it, but you gotta come in. And if you don't want to come in, well, that's your problem, or worse, you are a traitor. Yeah. Like, yes. And I could not even imagine. I love so many things in this world. Like, you know, I love Lego. I love space. I love a good Marvel movie.
Yes.
But I could not imagine having the time, energy, or money to be able to move around, having that constantly be in my face
all
the time.
How exhausting. Right?
Yes. I mean, at some point, you got to just be tired of it. I mean, at some point, I want to just put down Lego sets and be like, all right, I'll come back to this in a few months. It'll be fun again. Now it feels like a chore. I don't understand how people can get that wrapped up in it.
Well, and I again, for this texter from the 920 who said, older folks don't realize the nature of social media and algorithms. That's critical right there.
I wouldn't just say it's older people either. I would say there's a lot of people who don't understand.
Yeah, but Calvin, our resident young person, do you feel like you and your fellow young people are hip on the whole algorithm thing and how they can hook you? And
said in the oldest lingo ever. Oh, my God.
Lingo, he says.
I like to think that we're aware of it, but that doesn't mean we resist it or don't get sucked in by it. Mm-hmm. Like, I like to think that, this sounds really bad, if I'm scrolling on TikTok and I keep seeing something I don't like, I'll think like, okay, I just have to scroll by it really fast every time, and then the algorithm will know I won't like it anymore.
I've done that with accounts on Instagram where I'm like, I don't like these accounts. I tried to block them and they just sent me more.
I mean, so how can you escape them?
I think you could. I see, the thing is, I think older people might not understand the algorithm, but I think at the end of the day, unless you are someone who truly programs them and understands the science behind them, none of us understand the algorithm because, you know, the other day, I told you this story before, we were talking about Earl one day and he had a great interview. We were talking about Earl, host of the Earl Ingram Show here on Civic Media. Sorry to do a real quick plug. And then later that day, I opened my phone up and I went to Audible to listen to a book, and its first suggestion was the autobiography of DMX, which is called Earl.
That's freaky.
I know there's an algorithm, and I know it's after me, and I know it's always listening, but I don't fully understand it because sometimes it sends me stuff where I'm like, I don't need this. And like a month later, I'm like, I really want to buy this.
844-967.
This whole show is about conspiracy theories today.
2789. We're going to move on. 844-967-2789. In fact, coming up at 11:50, we were talking about not the Wonder Oven recipes, and I never actually got to talk the actual recipe.
And you're not going to today.
Yes,
conspiracy theories all day long, baby.
No. So if you, there's something I made that I was not poisonous, and yeah. I'm very excited about this. So we're going to give you the whole recipe coming up at 11:50, if it's something that you want to, maybe you want to try it at home.
And my apologies to Scott in Chicago. He's actually Scott in St. Louis now. Also still a Brewers fan, by the way. Pitchers and catchers report this week.
Yes. I know you are into baseball. So something actually got done in the Senate last night. I know. What?
They did. They cleaned up a little bit. They like did a little mopping or some dusting.
there was a deal.
Ooh. Are you about to talk about my favorite thing in the world? Bipartisanship?
At least in the Senate.
Well, okay. They're always bipartisan.
At least in the Senate, they actually managed to pass an aid bill to Taiwan and Ukraine.
And Israel.
They approved $95 billion in aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan early this morning by a vote of 70-29. Sending it on to an uncertain fate in the House. It's not an uncertain fate.
It's a for sure fate.
It's a for sure fate. Mike Johnson is never, the Speaker of the House is never going to pass this.
He's probably not going to take up a version of it in the House. A senator who is quite unhappy about it is Senator Josh Fist in the Air on January 6th, Hawley. He called it a robbery of your tax money in the middle of the night.
It's really important.
That wasn't your radio turning off, folks. That was Jane trying to calculate those words.
It's really important for folks to understand why Ukraine is important to the security of the rest of Europe.
Yeah.
If Putin takes Ukraine, now essentially at the invitation of our former president, he can do whatever he wants to any of our allies.
Yeah.
If they're not paying what Donald Trump thinks is their fair share. Well, he essentially said Russia can do whatever the hell it wants.
Yes, and there is one of his colleagues who also happens to be one half of our Senate representation who has said that Putin will win.
Oh, Ron Johnson said that.
Yeah, Putin will win. And the only way to bring him to the table, as soon as he said that, my brain started to boil. On what flat earth do you live on where you think you can walk up to Vladimir Putin and say, hey, we want to come to the table and talk about. No, he's going to say, I'll make the table. I'll send the invites. And hopefully the table doesn't throw you out of a window.
Yeah.
So this whole thing of still believing that Putin is a reasonable dealing with guy. Are you kidding me?
Or a man of his word?
Which, by the way, let's also talk about Ron Johnson and conspiracy theories. I mean,
well, there's that. Yeah, that's
police.
That's a whole nother show. 26 Republicans and 2 Democrats, Peter Welch of Vermont and Jeff Merkley of Oregon, voted against the measure. So did Bernie Sanders. Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader, very happy about this. He is hoping Speaker Johnson will step up to the moment and do the right thing. If we want the world to stay a safe place for freedom, for democratic principles, and the future of our prosperity, America must lead the way. Again, this is going to go over to the House, and it's going to be dead, and that'll be the end of it. 844-967-2789. Mark from Prairie du Sac is online. Good morning, Mark. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, good morning, and thanks again for mentioning Ron Johnson's continuing treason against the United States of America. I called his office this morning and left a message because, of course, nobody answered.
Yeah.
And I didn't curse this time. I didn't swear this time, like is my want sometimes when I call that office. I didn't even curse him with the curses of the ancient Greeks on the sufferings that he should suffer each and every night when he dreams, that Tantalus or Sisyphus or Prometheus.
Okay, you've read a book, Mark. We get it. My gosh.
It is just ridiculous. The man maintains himself as a defender of any kind of liberty at all when he defends somebody like Vladimir Putin and his you know, what he wants to reestablish the old Soviet Union. I mean, that I want to know if Ron Johnson was compromised or he was just bought off when he was in Russia in 2018. Him along with Rand Paul, who's been, you know, Trump's personal courier handling documents and running him over to Russia to hand him to Vlad Putin. I mean, that. You know, and I don't know if it's hyperbole to even say that at this point in time, but these guys, that they are just, it is, you know, like I've said out here and on other programs, that you must be able to see Ronald Reagan's body underneath his grave because he's been sitting so fast that.
He's actually unearthed himself at this point. He's been rotating upwards. Mark, thank you so very much. We're running out of time here. Stay with us. When we return, Einstein, E equals MC Cash, baby. This is Matt Mayer on air. On the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
African-American soldiers have participated in every major U.S. war, but often served with only black troops. The 1948 President Harry Truman signed an executive order that integrated the United States Armed Forces following the end of World War II. This action supported the rights of black soldiers and is still considered one of the earliest signs of desegregation. Today, more than 30% of the military is Black. Listen for more Black history stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allbald Show.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Sweet Cal B on the board. You can always join us at 844-967-2789 or leave a comment on the live stream. Lots going on the live stream, as always, on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. You want to hang out with some fun people, watch on the live stream.
Heck yeah. And we're not even talking about us.
No, we are not
talking.
We're
fun. I mean, we're fun. Like, get out there and, yeah, bowling. But, like,
They have a good time.
We need to give them a name. Like...
The streamers?
But no. No.
No, I know. I'm just talking about them as a group.
Oh, you gotcha. The Fantanaires?
Okay, that's a work in progress. We'll have to... We'll workshop that, Greg.
Okay.
How about we workshop that?
Okay.
We were talking about conspiracy theories longer than we expected, but there's been a lot of engagement, and I think some of this stuff is really, it makes such a good point. Andrew from Maine, it's important, so we were talking about Ukraine also, and the aid bill that passed last night in the Senate for Ukraine, Taiwan, and Israel, this measure will likely go to the House and die. Andrew from Maine says it's important to understand where exactly the money is being spent. We're not sending a cargo ship loaded with cash to Ukraine. A big part of the funds are spent in the U.S., making equipment and munitions to replace that stuff sent to Ukraine and Israel. And that he's right. It's being built here.
When you have such dissension that crosses party lines, I always want to know why someone was against what. And we were talking about this during when I ran to get some snacks, which is why Bernie Sanders didn't vote for it. I needed a chance to read the article. Was it maybe those are standalone packages for each country? Is $95 billion in defense for three countries that are facing huge
threats?
Well, two or three, maybe. Point is, that might not be enough money in someone's opinion. Or maybe like, hey, I don't want to fund war anymore. You know what I mean? Like, very interested in finding out why.
Lynn also texting in from the 612. Well, you need to mention there is no such thing as NATO dues. Trump likes to pretend that they owe the U.S. money, and she's absolutely right, Lynn.
He loves saying that.
Yeah.
He loves talking about NATO dues.
It is my understanding, and if I'm wrong, please let me know. It is my understanding countries are expected to pay 2% of their budget toward their own defense.
All right.
That's my understanding, but it's not like if you don't, there is this ramification for that. And I'm going to let Russia invade you. I'm pretty sure that's not in the NATO agreements. I have not read it.
You are in arrears, sir.
Yeah. All right. Moving on. E equals MC cash, Greg Bach.
Cash money for science. We love science. And birds aren't real.
Okay. A new London high school senior back in 80 years ago in 1946, wrote a letter to Albert Einstein. He was a high school senior at New London High School, wrote a letter to Albert Einstein about his theory of relativity, and Albert wrote him back.
That's so cool.
It's one of the few times Einstein actually wrote out his most famous equation, E equals MC squared, which describes how mass and energy are the same physical entity. Along with other theories, this equation is key to understanding nuclear reactions. So Jack Monstead wrote the letter. He consigned it to a Boston-based auction company. Since the listing went live in January, the maximum bid for this letter is now up to $30,000. The price could rise even higher before the sale closes. That doesn't seem like all that much to me.
No, I expected it to be in the six digits.
Especially considering, from this article in JS Online, my chair just shrank. This is one of the only times he actually wrote down the the equation.
Like
you, I would think that that would massively increase the value.
You mean just E equals MC squared or the whole thing?
No, if E equals MC squared.
If I would have came up with E equals MC squared, I'd be writing it everywhere. It would be my signature.
Apparently, he was a little stingy with the E equal MC squared.
My gosh. Well, I for sure thought something from Einstein would have gone for like 50 grand, 100 grand.
Me too. Again, this auction is not over.
Yeah.
But so here's,
which means we can buy it.
If we all chip in.
Hey, Civic Media. We gotta get this for the office. It's inspiring. It's Wisconsin proud.
Here is the letter that this gentleman, who was a high school senior when he wrote to Albert Einstein, dated April 21st, 1946. It reads, "Dear Sir, your informations do not seem to be quite reliable to me, but there is no time to correct them. In the formula, E equals MC squared, M is measured in gram, E is erg, and C is cm sec. Signing the letter, A. Einstein."
That's so cool.
It really is very, very cool. And the fact that he would write a high school senior back.
Yeah.
He was a pretty important guy.
But you know what that speaks to? Because, you know, Albert Einstein was a very busy person, very smart person. You know, the story was sometimes he'd leave his house without putting shoes on because he just couldn't be bothered.
Well, his brain was full of other more important things.
I would say this, and I mean this 100%. Kudos to his support staff, because his support staff saw that letter and they gave that letter to him.
You're probably right.
They saw it and they were like, this is a young person who wants to learn. You know, we think you should just write a little note. That's the word. Like, that's, and I mean it. When you call these elected offices and the people who pick up the phone, be polite to them, be kind to them, thank them for what they're doing, wish them a good day, and let them know that their time they've given you is appreciated, because support staff do not get appreciated as much as they should.
You're absolutely right, Greg.
So,
and it's not like they're making tons of money either. So if you're interested in this Albert Einstein letter written to a Wisconsin high school senior back in 1946, you have until 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on February 22nd to win the auction. This is RR Auctions, and we will put that in our show notes in case you want to take a look at this and bid on Al's letter.
Oh, Al. Yes.
I feel that copacetic
relationship. Yeah, you know, me and Al hanging out talking about science.
With Albert Einstein. We have news coming up, so stay close for that. When we return, civil discussions on Civic Media.
Very civil discussions.
Is it working?
We think so.
What do you think? Stay close. This is Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tune in for a special Election Tuesday edition, The Race to Replace George Santos. We'll talk all about it on the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, 4 to 6 p.m.
Civic Media News.
I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin lawmakers are scrambling to finish their work for the session. Assembly and Senate floor sessions today have long agendas. Republicans are proposing a $2 billion income tax cut similar to two proposals Governor Evers vetoed last year. This bill would make retirement income in Wisconsin tax-free. Life is getting better in Wisconsin state prisons, but Governor Evers admits there's room for improvement. Prisoners were locked down last spring due to staffing shortages. Evers recently toured Waupun and Green Bay after partially lifting the lockdowns in November.
I saw people outside of their cells doing some of the recreation things, some of the learning things that are going on there. I saw good things happening.
Evers on WISN-TV's Upfront. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Carlton County Animal Rescue is looking for foster parents to take in neglected animals. According to a Northern News Now report, the Animal Rescue took over the care of a number of animals after the closure of the Friends of Animals Humane Society in 2017. The organization helps people who volunteer to foster animals by giving them resources until the animals find a permanent home. Potential volunteers who are interested in taking a foster pet can find more information on the Animal Rescue's website. The Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles is investigating a growing number of fraud cases from out-of-state businesses. 32 wholesale dealer licenses have been revoked for things like unlicensed retail sale to consumers and odometer rollbacks. According to the DMV, two of the wholesale dealers who were investigated had rolled the odometers on over 64 cars back by over 6 million miles. The Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles is also asking residents to report their consumer complaints on the DMV website. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Todd Almost Show.
I'm Trigvi Olson. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. The Super Bowl's gain is Hollywood's loss. Yahoo Entertainment reports the box office numbers for Super Bowl weekend are as low as they've been in decades. Combined ticket sales took in $40 million, the lowest it's been since the mid-1980s. The combination of the Super Bowl and Hollywood actors and writers strikes, which brought Hollywood production to a halt for months, are to blame. Well, there was a big celebrity wedding following the Super Bowl, but it had nothing to do with Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Super Bowl halftime show headliner Usher reportedly tied the knot with his girlfriend, Jennifer Goykowicz, following his performance at the big game. Performing at the Super Bowl halftime show in front of billions and then getting married in Vegas? Not sure how you top that nighty night on the Strip. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. More clouds than sun today and a touch cooler as high temperatures only climb to the low 30s. We'll stay stuck under mostly cloudy skies tomorrow as highs spike to near 40. You'll love the warmth for Valentine's Day, but if you have late night plans, keep in mind snow moves in at night. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers.
They're alive. We're trying. Radio shows like this are our efforts to be influencers, I suppose. Yeah. I mean,
we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. So very happy to have you along with us. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. Good morning, Lake Air, WLAK Radio in Amory.
Amory.
My favorite place I've yet to be.
You're going there this year. You know that, right?
Todd and I are talking about it. Todd Alva and I want to do a tour of the 3rd Congressional District and hit a couple places along the way. And so we're working on it. Things are rolling behind the
scenes.
They're
cooking.
Things are cooking behind the scenes. We didn't want to, and we're asking this very sincerely, actually, about civil discourse and civic media and hopefully our role in encouraging civil discourse. We're coming up. It'll be 2 years in July.
Yeah.
Since I started here with the company.
Yeah.
And that is really part of our mission.
Yeah.
To support democracy, present facts, and encourage civil discussions. Because I think ultimately we all have far more in common that we have than we have that keeps us apart.
Mm-hmm. Well, and one of the reasons why we're talking about this today is because we got a lovely, I feel like it was a lovely text from Wes yesterday from Middleton, just saying that, you know, we are being heard for what we're doing. You know, there, you know, he says his exact words, "I got to throw you a bone that you've pulled our media ecosystem back down to earth a bit. And then I think that Wisconsinites are losing their appetite for Looney Tunes Fringe." And I hope that's the case. I hope that, you know, we have fun here. We definitely take you can tell probably what side of the ballot box we stand on.
We really don't try to hide that too much.
We don't try to hide it, but we're also not so married to our opinions that if someone brings in some facts that contradict what we believe, we're not going to be like, you're just wrong. I mean, we have people in this room who vote differently than we do. I mean,
of guests, you mean?
Yeah.
And
if what's happening here at Civic Media is any sort of indicator, then maybe Wes is right. Wisconsinites are coming back down to earth after years and years and years of misinformation and just a lot of just being in each other's throats all the time.
And the inflaming of that.
Yeah.
Which is so unhealthy.
And
for all of us.
And let's be fair. Let's be absolutely fair here. Whether it's radio, podcasting, TV, if you're going for the big shock and you're going for the response, then you're doing it because you want that money.
It's for clicks.
It's for clicks. It's for ad space. It's for all of those things. And yes, we are a business that needs to make money.
Sure.
But we also have a very, very deep relationship with the truth here, I like to think. And we've heard it from the callers too. I mean, we've had people call and say, "I am a Republican, but I listen to you and not to make fun of us and not to bully us on our opinions either. They're listening because they want to hear different opinions." And I think that's something that's very important and something we've achieved really well in the past couple of years.
Has it made a difference for you?
Yeah.
844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Do you think listening to Civic or has Civic made it easier for you to open up discussions with other people who, again, might be on the other side of the political aisle than you? Has it helped?
How did you hear about us? Were you someone who's like, "I can't do it. I just need some good conversation.
A little sanity"?
Yeah. We got a great text from the 414, and I could not agree with this more. I think this person's a genius, and I think what they're saying is true. Albert Einstein wasn't as important as civic media. Argument to the contrary would be a futile waste of oxygen. So, yes.
Did they put their name on that?
Yes, that was Jackie Bach.
Okay, that was your mother. That's good to know. Well, I appreciate that compliment. That's lovely. I don't know. I think Al might have had a little bit over on us. Scott McKellen on the live stream. Being open to other opinions is how we learn and grow empathy and compassion, reducing division and antagonism. We don't need to agree, but at least we need to listen. You are absolutely right, Scott.
And that's a word that, you know, that word is empathy. Speaking in before, when we were talking about conspiracy theories and talking about how do we connect with people, is we need to be empathetic to where they're at and meet them where they're at. You might not like it, and it will be hard, and you will get frustrated. There may be yelling, but if someone is so far down a rabbit hole or they're so far in disagreement, you got to ask yourself, why are they there? What is the situation in their life? That's one of the reasons why I can't hate Donald Trump. I might not like him. He might not be the person I'm inviting to my Christmas party.
Right.
But I also, when I think about him, I cannot not think about a little boy whose parents were terrible and raised him in a way where he almost didn't have a chance to get out. I mean, like, he
to become a full person.
Yeah. And some will make the argument, what about his brothers and sisters? You're right. But everyone's different. But he turned out to be the way he was as a direct result of his parenting. And he is now who he is, just always looking for love and acceptance. Needs to be the top guy, needs to be the person that is the best because he's always trying to impress eventually his parents. That will never happen. So he has to impress the American people and he has to be the number one guy and nothing will keep him from trying to do that.
Got to fill that hole in your heart.
Exactly. Got a text from the 608. Are Republicans listening for a different opinion or for reliable facts? I don't know. You have to ask them. If you're a Republican listening right now, call in. Let us know why. I mean, is it because you want to hear
the other side?
The other side?
Maybe you just want to, and I hate to use this term, but I think that there are people who do think of the other side as enemy.
Yeah.
Is it about, you know, keep your enemy close, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Yeah. And at least I want to know what the other side is talking about, which is a fair point as well. We've talked many times about how all of us, to some extent, reside in our own bubbles.
Yes.
We most likely have friends who agree with our political beliefs. We pretty much surround ourselves with people who are going to agree with us.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot easier sometimes because and remember, we all have lives too, jobs, mortgages, kids, pets, you know, parents to take care of, second job, and trying to really deconstruct all those things, that's tiresome, and I get it. But hopefully what we do here is making it a little fun too and helping with those that I don't know, I don't want to say struggle. I'm not trying to compare us to Albert Einstein. I just hope that what we're doing is the good work.
Well, and I would like us to get back to at least having mutual respect for each other. Instead of such instantaneous disdain.
Which I'm guilty of.
And I have done it too. And you know, so we're looking at ourselves when we talk about this. Wanting to be able to have dialogue across the board. With respect and keeping it civil so we can all learn something. We have Scotty from Racine is on the line. Thank you for joining us, Scotty, very much. What did you want to say?
Oh, hi. And it's a great topic. I mean, civil discussion is, the gift we need to give ourselves, you know, I mean, just being able to speak about something without getting emotional. And it's hard to do. And I think the sad state of affairs is that for such a long time now, and going back to, even before Trump was in power in 16, right? I remember Hillary Clinton, you said that name. And people would react to it with almost like this visceral of the hatred of Hillary Clinton.
Revulsion.
It was Pavlovian.
Revulsion.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, good God. I remember that, being with the family member and going like, listen, whatever you think of Hillary Clinton, I mean, she doesn't have rabies. I mean, she's okay. She's a person. Anyway, it was just that reaction. So people build on those fears. And then I think some of the state now, I mean, you have like sitting senators sitting there, or, believing in outrageous things. I mean, the idea that, the election was rigged and such. I mean, if any rational person puts any amount of time into really thinking about that, like with your own brain, just actually sitting down, having a cup of coffee and take 5 full minutes if you want to, and really think about how in the hell the election was actually rigged and they got away with it. You're going to be like, well, no, that's impossible. That's crazy talk. Yeah. And yet people believe it. And you have this thing now where how do you have a civil discourse with somebody who's basically in a cult at this point? If you believe that Donald Trump is anything other than the criminal he is and always has been, really, 91 indictments, convicted rape. How many settlements? Before he was even in power, that $25,000 fraud university, he's always been what he is. And at this point, if you still believe in that falsehood, how do you even have a dialogue when you're in a cult? You know, their minds are already made up. So what's the point of talking? Sad. But what I would like everybody to do, if you still believe Donald Trump is more than he is or whatever, just watch 15 minutes of regular news every day. Just whatever news you choose. I don't care. NBC, ABC, CNN, CBS, I don't care. Just watch 15 minutes of just normal news a day for a while. See if that helps.
Thank you. Thank you, Scotty, very much. We really appreciate the call. 844-967-2789. But unfortunately, to your point about watching regular news, I just met someone for the first time last week who said all media is corrupt.
Yeah.
All media except for Fox News.
Which is funny because most people, there's a lot of people who think Fox News is has been taken over by the liberal left because they're even questioning, but that's not the point. I don't want to get into that. And then to Scotty, you know, you can say they're in a cult and that can be the punchline, but I still think you can meet them where they live. If there's someone close to you and you care about, you can have a discussion with them. I still think it's possible. Call me naive, call me dumb. I've been called worse. We did get a couple of texts. One from the 608 says, "The other side, question mark. There are many sides to all issues. I'd rather hear serious people discuss facts and analysis than, quote, hear the other side as if this was a religious dogma competition." And I get that.
I do too.
When we say the other side, I think we were saying the basic right versus left, but you're right.
We're open to all sides. And I don't think it's about saying both sides are the same or all sides are the same because they aren't necessarily.
No. And all topics that we talk about on a grand scale, whether it's border security, abortion access, voting rights, those are so dense and so complex that it's not just about listening to someone on the radio read a story. You got to do the heavy lifting yourself. You got to do the homework on your own to figure out what's going on based on the facts that are out there. Another text from the 608, "We need to get back to a shared set of facts and focus less on opinion that are not rooted in facts." Don't disagree with that.
Hey, I said that when Donald Trump first came down that escalator and announced he was going to run.
Yeah.
I said at that point, we have to have a starting point. We all need to have to be able to agree, for example, that gravity exists. And once we're all on the same page that gravity exists, we can work our way out from there on things that are mutually agreeable.
Someone would call you sheeple for thinking gravity exists. And I'm not even, folks, I'm not even kidding.
I know it's still a theory, I feel kind of confident about gravity.
Yeah. And then finally, 414 texter says, "I listen to conservative talk radio to hear what they're talking about." That's sent by Dave in New Berlin. He is the guy who sent the Einstein text.
Thank you so much, Dave. Really appreciate that.
Yeah. So, I mean, hopefully we're doing the good work for you. We're informing you as well as entertaining you. That's important to us here at Civic
Media.
Very
much so.
And it is very appreciated that there are at least a few people out there who not only enjoy what we're doing, but think we are reshaping the discussion. The
making some impact.
Yeah. Whatever the discussion definition is for nowadays with politics, we are having an impact, and that means a lot. So
absolutely does. And again, you can always check in 844-967-2789. Stay with us. Coming up, who needs a Wonder Oven recipe?
You're going to buy a Wonder Oven. You talk about it all the time.
Special edition. This is Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. You know, it seems the more we talk about it, it only makes it worse to live.
Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Wisconsin voters, listen up for important information about a recent decision from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The court has ruled that Wisconsin's current state legislative maps are unconstitutional. While Wisconsin is closely divided between Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, these Republican-drawn maps have allowed them to keep big majorities in the state legislature, even when more people voted for the other party. Republicans have used these rigged maps to stay in power and serve their special interest friends, while being unaccountable to Wisconsin voters, undermining progress on important issues that Wisconsin really cares about, like rising costs, gun violence, and abortion access. Now, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has ordered that new maps be drawn to protect our freedoms and make sure our voices are heard. Visit abetterwisconsin.org/fairmaps to tell the Wisconsin Supreme Court thank you for standing up for fair maps. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News
and
Radio.
On the Civic Media app.
Good morning. Welcome, welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Sweet Cal B on the board from our studio live in downtown Waukesha. Thank you so very much for joining us this morning and calling and texting. We love to hear from you. We love your inputs. And if you ever have something that you would like us to talk about or something that you would like us to cover, just let us know. You can send us an email at Matt Nair on Air, all one word, Matt Nair on Air at civicmedia.us.
And guess what?
Yes.
Social media is abound, my friends. You can go to the Facce Book, or as I call it, the Facebook. I call it the Italian version, the Facce Book.
Nice.
The Facce Book. You can go to Instagram. You can go to Twitter, known as X, Twix, as some call it. And you can follow us, Matt Nair on Air, that we are available there. We'll be posting some fun stuff. We will try to stay aboard on that. That's a lot of social media, but we will but be some of the first people to follow us. I can't guarantee it a prize. Maybe you'll get Jane's Wonder Oven that she'll never ever use.
I have not purchased a Wonder Oven.
Give it time.
I'm firm. I am not getting a Wonder Oven.
Okay.
Which is the whole point of this.
Our new segment called
Who Needs a Wonder Oven Recipe?
That's not what we agreed on, but okay.
That's what I have on the planner.
Oh, really? Right, okay. There. All right.
So I made something on Super Bowl Sunday that was actually good. It was not poisonous. My husband liked it. And I do want to clarify, my husband is English. He's a very, very picky eater, and he does not like spicy things.
Well, he's English, therefore he's not used to good food.
Shepherd's pie is wonderful.
When pasties, made correctly.
Pasties are wonderful.
From Michigan.
You've never had a pasty in England.
I haven't been to England in many years.
Okay, well, take my
word. I went there once, and they were like, you want to get something to eat? And they're like, yeah, Mexican. They said, no, we'll get Indian. I was like, awesome. It was amazing.
Okay. Back to the not the Wonder Oven recipe of the thing that I made.
Okay.
That did not kill anyone. Here's how you started.
Okay.
So you get your crock pot, Greg Bach.
Yeah.
And you cut up a whole bunch of yellow onions, and you put it in the bottom.
Okay.
And then you take about a pound of chicken breasts. I use chicken tenders. Throw those on top. Now, what confused me about this, and I got this from the website that Luke Mathers had suggested to me, called Half Baked Harvest.
Okay.
It was a recipe for like 10 people.
Yeah.
It's my husband and I. So I always cut things down for like servings of four.
Yeah.
But then you get all of these weird fractions of tablespoons and things. So it calls for 0.67 tablespoons. I used a half a tablespoon.
Wait, say that point.
0.67 of a tablespoon.
That shouldn't even be a measurement.
So I used a half a tablespoon smoked paprika, dried parsley, garlic powder, onion powder. It calls for chipotle chili powder. I only had chili powder, so I used that instead with a third of a teaspoon, and you sprinkle that all over, and then you pour in a third of a cup of hot sauce. You take, it calls for one jalapeno seeded and chopped.
Yeah.
I had the already pre-chopped mild jalapenos, again, because my husband doesn't like it too terribly spicy. Throw those in there and 2 tablespoons of butter.
Okay.
Let it cook for like 3 hours on low.
Yeah.
Then you crank it up to high. You throw in 4 ounces of cream cheese, a cup or cheddar cheese. I know, it's so light and fluffy.
Doctor recommended.
We'll have Dr. Lyerly on to talk about the impact on our arteries on Thursday. And then you melt that all together. I steamed broccoli on the side because sometimes when I've done things like this before, the broccoli doesn't cook.
Yeah.
So I did the steamed broccoli on the side, served it up with just some rice, and you throw this wonderful chicken. You don't have to shred it like I did, but that's what I did. So you could actually even use it for like a really decadent dip.
That was my first question I was going to ask. This sounds like it'd just be a main course dip.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then it says you can have green onions, chopped green onions for the top, and then buffalo sauce for serving, which I didn't think it really needed. It had plenty of kick on its own.
Well, I was going to say that so the original recipe calls for a hot sauce.
Chipotle chili powder. And a regular jalapeno.
That's a lot of competing spice.
It's a lot of spice.
But it's competing flavors, too. And the question I have then beyond the dip part is, why do you think your husband liked it if he doesn't like spicy? Even the stuff you're putting in there now still has...
I think it was because I used the mild jalapenos.
Yeah.
It added a little sweetness to it.
Ooh.
Just a touch, you know? Just a nudge of sweetness. So, again, yes, I am applauding myself.
Good.
Because I made something that was good.
That's fantastic.
Delighted.
That's how I felt after we did the cookie thing last year.
The cookie exchange.
The cookie exchange. Everything that I wanted to do fell to poop. So I had to improvise on the spot. And what I made, I was proud of. It wasn't the best, but
it was good.
It didn't poison anyone.
There you go. No one died. No one died recipes.
I think we should keep talking about the Wonder Oven until they send you one for free.
Oh.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh.
The old days of radio.
You might be onto something there. If you have not a Wonder Oven recipe that you would like to share with us.
Yeah.
Email it in. And anything crock pot.
Oh, yeah.
Is great. I think it's a wonderful way to cook if you are not a terribly good cook like me.
And I don't care if it's July, if it's a chili, send it.
Matt Nair on air.
Yep.
All one word. MATENAER on air. Matt Nair on air at civicmedia.us.
So hungry now.
Thank you so very, very much for joining us today. Thank you for listening and for calling and for texting. Without you, we are nothing. Stay close for the news. And I hope you find some joy today and you get the chance to share it. Stay close. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Senate lawmakers